common at dad's point of view. That's right, B-Sal, he knows what's cool. He's now got his own radio show and a Twitter.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesallen.com, or you can follow me and tweet me all you want at Bruce Allen. It's time for some therapy. And I can always use some therapy with my wonderful Dr. Weberman, who is joining us now, a new mom to Serena Skye. She's a psychologist and a parent coach, and she does a ton of other things and has helped hundreds of families. And it is just a pleasure to have her back after a short maternity leave. Hello, Dr. Weberman.
Hi, Bruce. Oh, I still light up every time you refer to me as a mom.
I'm so happy. Well, what is Serena now, 7 weeks or 8 weeks?
She turned 8 weeks on Monday, and she just had her two-month exam.
Uh-huh.
She's almost 12 pounds.
She's gaining weight now.
She's thriving. She had her immunizations, and she handled it better than I did. I think I cried more than she did watching the needle go into her.
They don't remember it.
But she's doing great.
I'm very happy to hear it. And how about the move? Are you a little bit settled into your new home?
Yes. Everything is still in boxes pretty much, but we've unpacked the daily essentials and we've done a little bit of decorating and painting. So we're actually feeling a little bit more like this is our home. And her nursery furniture is coming next week, and that will be exciting.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, the topic of my column this week is about how to buy a car for your son. And obviously it would apply to a daughter. So I imagine, in addition to your college fund that you've begun for Serena, you have your car fund, right?
I don't know. Everyone's telling me I should have the nose job fund for her. So, you know.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Based on family history.
Oh, that's funny. Well, seriously, what do you think about, how do you plan to raise your daughter when it comes to money? Are you going to teach her the value of a buck?
I'll just spoil her rot. No, of course. I mean, I remember when I was growing up how much I really appreciated the things that I bought for myself with my own money, because I had some sort of a job, in quotations, since I was about 12, you know, whether I was babysitting or doing things like that. And then saving up and buying something with that money was always really exciting. And I always took care of those items very well, because I knew how hard I worked to save up for them. And there was so much pride, the fact that I paid for half my car when I was 17, you know, some of my stereo equipment and things like that. It was very exciting, and I don't want her to miss out on that by us having to buy everything for her and never having that experience.
So have you and Jason actually talked about this? Because it's so important that mom and dad are on the same page, because, you know, Jason's little girl, she has to have this and she has to have that. I'm not saying that he would be that way, but he could, you know, want to spoil his darling little baby.
Oh, of course. And there are so many ways that you can spoil a child that are, you know, not going to, hold them back in their understanding and appreciation of financial responsibility. But he was the same as me. Growing up, his parents didn't have a lot of money. And he had a job from a young age, and he learned how to, you know, budget himself and save up for things. And I think that he's on the same page that I am. We might not be exactly on the same page when the time comes, but we at least both appreciate the value of money.
That's good. It will be very interesting how you handle the challenge of her peers and what her peers' parents do.
Yeah.
When every one of them are getting phones at 8 years old or whatever it is that, you know, they're getting, you know, are you going to say, well, no, honey, you're not going to get a phone yet, or you have to earn it? When she wants to wear certain clothes that everybody's wearing, the short shorts come to mind, when, I think, of girls, I cannot believe the shorts that these girls are wearing, in the summertime. I mean, they're practically nothing. It's almost like wearing underwear. So, how are you going to handle that? I mean, I know you have, I'm going to be a little flip here. I know you have fantasies about how you're going to handle it, but seriously, it's going to be hard when Serena's whining and crying and maybe works one of you against the other.
And I think that if it's not one topic, it's going to be another. I mean, that's the journey of parenting from what I've seen from the outside, is that there's always going to be challenges as a couple. And when you agree or don't agree, I mean, even the fantasy of how we were going to start our family didn't work out. And, you know, that fantasy was put aside and we had the reality to face with. But I think as far as competing with her peers, I really wonder how I'm going to manage that, because it really seems like, at least for now, a lot of parents are a little bit more loose with things in this area than I would be comfortable as a parent. And so then what am I going to do? Say no to my child if she can't have something that everyone else seems to have? Do I compromise and let her have it, but then maybe that compromises my own integrity? It's going to be a challenge.
Good luck.
Clothing is definitely another topic, too. Jason's way more strict about clothing than I am. He'll point to a teenage girl and he'll say, our daughter will never be allowed to leave the house dressed like that. And I'll look at the girl and I'll say, honey, I dressed like that when I was a teenager. I don't think I could say no to her if I was wearing those clothes. So, you know, we're not going to be on the same page exactly.
Well, that's to be expected, but hopefully on the big stuff. So again, like money, have you guys, this is really premature. Have you talked about allowance? Is she going to just get an allowance because she is?
Oh, you know, and that's a question I get asked a lot from parents that I work with. Should allowance just be given? And, you know, there's chores that they do, but the chores aren't connected to the allowance. Or is the allowance earned by doing things around the house? And I'll tell you, I go back and forth on that a lot, because I don't think that you should pay a child to do things that they're responsible for as part of a family. But at the same time, I want them to feel like they earned what they got. And I'll tell you, I haven't really made a decision on how I feel about that yet.
All right, let me throw another one at you that'll make it even more difficult. Mm-hmm. What about pay for grades? Okay, a lot
My parents
of parents,
did that with me. It didn't
okay,
work.
Okay, I think nothing wrong with paying them for grades, because that's the real world. You get paid for doing a good job.
Yep.
So maybe their allowance is tied to grades. They're expected to get a certain level, and anything above it, they get more. Anything below it, they get less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the real world. The sooner they learn it, the better.
Yeah, I mean, how many of us would go to work if our employer stopped paying us?
Exactly. So why is it wrong to pay? Because they're our kids' job, their main job, especially up through college, is schoolwork. And college, too, for that matter, even more so in many ways, because we're spending so much for it most of the time. So that is their job. Yes, they have other responsibilities and they should be giving back to the community, maybe having a spiritual, religious life, doing things around the house, helping, giving back, etc. But their main job is school. So if that's your main job, why aren't you paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
Even not with money, with privileges.
And I think that's important, too, that you can reward a child with something other than money, with privileges and, you know, later curfew for good behavior and things like that. But I'll tell you, when my parents gave me money for grades, so an A had a certain value, a B had a certain value, it didn't impact my studying. It was just something that happened when report cards came, like, oh, let's see what I'm going to get. But throughout the marking period, it had no bearing on how hard I worked.
Now, is that because they just talk, they talked you into having a good work ethic, or was it somehow just within you?
I think I wasn't a fantastic student. I mean, I was an average student. I was smart, so I was in some of the advanced classes, but I just wasn't very motivated and focused if the subject matter wasn't something that I was passionate about. In fact,
but you
really
obviously did well enough to succeed in getting your therapy license. Listen, we're out of time, so you're going to have to save this for another time. Quickly, mm-hmm. Where can our listeners find you?
Well, hopefully at some point I'll be back to blogging at theparentingplayground.com, and maybe we'll do something together with that.
I hope so.
We have a Facebook page. I haven't been on there in a while either. And eventually I'll get back to Twitter, where I am dr_Weberman.
Give a hug and a kiss to Serena. Thank you, Dr. Weberman. See you next week. And listeners, stay tuned for some quick closing remarks after these commercials. My last remark, Jonah.